establishing your seat practice, even if your mind is resisting or tired or busy, letting the seat be upright and gentle. Hands soft. Give your belly enough room to breathe. Take up the room that you take up. And letting the breathing show you about widening. Widening at the hips. Widening at the shoulders. Loosening the grip. Or fixing. And controlling and staying small. Letting the skin and the muscles on the inside of the arms, right, from the palms, that soft skin up to your armpit. Sensitive to that, can you feel it a little bit? What happens to it as you breathe? It's usually quite sensitive. Reminding us perhaps of this human animal that we are, that is sensitive. Sensate. Lives for a short time on the earth. If we want to know Nibbana and freedom, we also say yes and amen to the human realm. With its pain and its awkwardness and its difficulty and its beauty and its creativity. Its uncertainty, its vulnerability. And its potential for freedom. Breathing out, you are here. Not somewhere else. Giving up the mind-made worlds for this one. Do you dare? Are you willing? And seeing the tendency to want to create fantasy or an ideal that we keep striving after. And will you be so basic as to just breathe out and know that you're breathing out? Or maybe that's not okay by you. Maybe the human realm has been long resisted, and our work will be relaxing those resistances, breath by breath. Tender attention by tender attention. Wow, part of me doesn't want to be here. Okay. And I welcome that. Oh. Wow. Yeah, there's been some pain. Okay. I'll breathe with you. I'll hang out with you, you can say, as we lower back down to earth, as we resist no longer the tender gravity. Keeps our feet on this planet for now. Breathing out, breathing in. Male beings know unbinding. Male beings know release. And male beings know joy.